Welcome to English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Darius.
And we are on day two of our article about the Taiwan Literature Award for Migrants, or TLAM. Mm. Yeah, so this is a special award for writers of Southeast Asian languages, that are living in Taiwan and writing in Taiwan. And they held their award ceremony last year at Alishan National Forest Recreation Area.
Mm, that is a very good place to receive an award, under the trees, in nature.
Very beautiful.
I feel like that's very suitable for writers or creativity.
Yeah, absolutely. Because writers are inspired by nature very much. Mm-hmm.
So this was started by, how do you say his name?
Zhang Zheng.
Zhang Zheng, who used to run a Southeast Asian newspaper in Taipei. And with running that newspaper, he received lots of letters from immigrants who were living in Taiwan, sharing their experiences that were not so great.
Not necessarily not great, but yeah, they tend to have a little bit of a hard time here.
Right.
Yeah, but he wanted to give a platform to all these stories, and so they started the first awards in 2014, and they included four different languages. They included writers of Thai, Vietnamese, Indonesian, and Tagalog. So that was from four different countries. But I guess they probably expanded since then. They had their last awards in 2019. So what happened then?
So we're going to see in the article today one of the winners of the awards from 2019. Let's check it out.
Okay. Reading.
TLAM, celebrating stories and teaching acceptance. Last year, Vietnamese writer Chen Shigui received first prize at TLAM for her short story, That Year, The Plum Blossom Bloomed. It is about a foreign bride who is abused by her Taiwanese husband and later forced to return to Vietnam. The work is based on a number of true stories. Chen hoped that by writing it, she could prevent history from repeating. Chen has had a more positive experience in Taiwan. However, she faced her own problems when she arrived in 2015. She spoke little Chinese, and that made it hard for her to make friends. As she had loved to write in her homeland, TLAM encouraged her to pursue her hobby here in Taiwan. TLAM continues to grow and began accepting Burmese works this year as well. Both Zhang and Chen hope this progress continues so that the award can represent all Southeast Asians in Taiwan. As Chen puts it, we can show people the importance of understanding and accepting those who are different from us.
All right, so we're going to begin our article. Last year, Vietnamese writer Chen Shigui received first prize at TLAM for her short story. That year, The Plum Blossom Bloomed. So in that title, we have plum blossom. And a plum blossom is a type of flowering tree that is very common in Asia. The flowers are usually white or pink and very similar to the very popular cherry blossom.
Right.
So also in that title, we have the verb bloom. So bloom is a verb that is commonly used when we talk about flowers or plants. When a plant or flower blooms, this means that the plant will make a flower and that this flower will open. So an example sentence, many people travel to Japan to see the cherry blossom trees bloom.
Ah, so I wonder what it has to do with plum blossoms, because I know plum blossoms are a very important flower in Taiwan. So maybe it has something to do with that. Anyway, the article goes on to say, her story is about a foreign bride who is abused by her Taiwanese husband and later forced to return to Vietnam. Sounds like a very sad story.
Yes.
So here we have this vocabulary word, bride. Bride is a noun that talks about a woman who is getting married. Usually somebody is called a bride before, during, and just after their wedding, or like maybe within the first year of their marriage. Now, foreign brides are usually brought over from another country to marry somebody. Often it's somebody they don't even know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it could happen that way. Or it could be that they fell in love with that person and they flew over to marry them and spend the rest of their life with them. Now, we also have a word for a man who's getting married. That is the groom. Mm-hmm. But often we don't have foreign grooms. We just mostly have foreign brides.
That's very true.
Yeah. But anyway, an example sentence might be, on her wedding day, the bride wore a beautiful white dress and a crown of flowers. That sounds very nice, but our next word is actually not very nice at all because we're still talking about this bride was abused by her Taiwanese husband. Now, when somebody abuses you, it's when somebody hurts you on purpose, repeatedly, and they cause injury to your body. They could leave black eyes on your face if they hit you in the face. They might cause injury to your mind or your feelings by telling you things that make you feel bad about yourself or feel like you are trapped and not worth anything. Mm-hmm. That's abuse. So, yeah, it sounds like that woman had a very, very hard life in her story. And she's from Vietnam. Vietnam is a country in Southeast Asia. It's just south of China and Hong Kong. It's on that coast there.
Mm-hmm. So we learn more about the story that she wrote. And the article says the work is based on a number of true stories. Mm-hmm. So in her story, she's following up with many things that happened throughout her life. So there we have the phrasal verb be based on. And when we use be based on, we use the be verb, which changes with the verb tense or subject, is, am, are, was, were. And we followed by based on, then an object. When we use this, we mean that something is using an object as the source or where the information comes from. So for example, this movie was based on a best-selling book, meaning that the movie's source or the information was from a book.
So yeah, she based it on the real life stories of several different women, maybe women she knew. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Chen hoped that by writing it, she could prevent history from repeating. So yeah, she had a goal with her book that was to prevent history from repeating. Here in this sentence, we see a pattern that goes prevent somebody or something from doing something else. So we always have to have a verb in the middle there. Basically, what prevent means is to stop something from happening before it happens. So you have these Latin words pre, which means before, and vent, which means move or wind. So prevent means before it moves, so that means you stop something happening before it happens. So making a move before to stop a bad thing from happening usually, or from something you don't want. So an example sentence might be, the expensive painting is now locked behind glass to prevent it from being stolen. Yeah, that's true. There are lots of paintings in galleries that are locked behind glass so that they keep it from being stolen. That's another way to say prevent, to keep something from happening or to keep somebody from doing something. You could also say just to stop somebody from doing something. This could be before or it could be after the thing has already happened. So you make it so someone cannot do something. Here's an example of that. Kelly's parents stopped her from using her phone at mealtimes. That means Kelly was probably using her phone before, but they stopped her from doing it. They told her, you can't do that anymore.
So to continue the article, Trent has had more positive experience in Taiwan.
That's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very good.
Yeah.
So we have the adjective positive. When we use positive, that means that something is typically good or improving or becoming better. The opposite of this would be negative. Mm-hmm. So to use positive in the sentence, we could say, my professor gave me positive feedback on my final paper.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, it sounds like she herself probably was not abused. Like, maybe she has a happy marriage, or maybe she came over herself and, you know, isn't part of that foreign bride system. I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. But the article says, however, she faced her own problems when she arrived in 2015.
Right. She spoke little Chinese, and that made it hard for her to make friends.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, especially Vietnamese is a language that's close to Chinese, but it's not the same. Mm-hmm. Not at all. So the article goes on, as she had loved to write in her homeland in Vietnam, Thi Lam encouraged her to pursue her hobby here in Taiwan. Mm, so it sounds like she might have heard about the award, heard about the newspaper, and it made her feel like, hey, I can write here too, and I can find some happiness by doing this.
And use my own native language as
That's
well.
That's right, yeah. This verb in this sentence is pursue. They want her to pursue her hobby. Now, pursue, as you might guess, means go after something. Usually we talk about pursuing or going after something that you want, or if you want to continue following that path. Now, pursue can also mean follow a person in a more literal sense who is running away from you. So it also means chasing. So you could also say you're chasing your hobby, you're chasing your dream. But here, when we use pursue, we're talking about doing a hobby or doing something that's important to you. The noun of pursue, if you put it, take off that E and add IT at the end, you get pursuit. We usually use this to say something like the pursuit of a hobby, the pursuit of happiness, which means trying to find happiness in your life, trying to chase down that happy feeling. An example sentence of pursue might be, I decided to pursue a degree in engineering so that I could get a job inventing new technology after I graduate. So in this pursuit, or by pursuing this degree, this person's trying to follow their dream and do something that's important to them.
All right, so that's great that she was encouraged to pursue her dreams and to continue to write as she did in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So now, she actually owns a Vietnamese restaurant here in Taiwan.
Yay!
It is in Pingdong?
Yeah, right? Down in Pingdong.
Down in the southern part of Taiwan.
Yeah, so if you're ever down there, you might go and look for her restaurant to give her some support and give her some business and make it so that she's able to continue writing her beautiful stories.
Yep.
Yeah.
So continuing with the article, T-Lam continues to grow and began accepting Burmese works this year as well.
Well, very good.
Yeah. So that's another language added in there. And Burmese, it's the main language from Myanmar.
Mm.
Burmese can also mean someone who is native or from the country of Burma, which is also known as Myanmar.
Yeah, I think you can call it either one, right?
Right.
But I think the official name is Myanmar.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if they've also gotten other languages in there, like Lao, or maybe, I know they have Thai, what else? Maybe Malaysian? Something like that?
Maybe that's to come this year.
Could be. I mean, it depends on, you know, who's most in need of it, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I think, you know, these Southeast Asian countries, there's a lot of people who move here from there, so I think it's definitely worth it to have, you know, this way to support them and this way to support their creative freedom.
Exactly. And encourage them, as we said, to pursue their dreams and to share their stories. That way other people can know them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So going on with our article, both Zhang and Chen hope this progress continues so that the award can represent all Southeast Asians in Taiwan. Yay!
Yeah, yeah.
That would be the dream. That's the ideal.
Mm-hmm.
So progress here is a noun talking about going forward, making changes so that things are better for more people. Now, if you want to make it an adjective, you add IVE. At the end, you get progressive. If you want to make it a verb, you actually only have to say progress, but you have to change the stress. It's progress.
Mm-hmm.
When people make progress, it means they're accomplishing more good things. They're getting better at something. Governments might be getting better at taking care of their people. That would be a progressive government.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, T-Lam is making progress by getting better at giving a platform to more people to do their writing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So an example sentence might be, the people calling for better environmental protection are starting to make progress since governments are starting to listen and change things. In this sentence, we also have this particular grammar structure. It's kind of a long one. It goes subject, verbs, so that, subject, auxiliary verbs. This is a pattern we use to show the reason you do something. With the auxiliary verb in the second half, it could be can, could, might, would, or will, and it shows you are making something possible to do. For example, I brought my own lunch so that I could save money. The first subject and verb are I brought. Then you have so that, and then the second subject and auxiliary verb, I could save money. I brought my own lunch so that I could save money. Now another one might be, Leah ran quickly so that she might get to the bus stop in time. We can also leave out that if you want to, so that you can just make it so. Now, if you do that to the last sentence we just did, you'd get, Leah ran quickly so she might get to the bus stop in time.
So it's great to see and to know that TLM is becoming and being more progressive and allowing more stories from different writers and different languages.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if they can represent all Southeast Asian people, you know, they might be coming up with their new list of 2020 winners mm-hmm. by the time you guys finish reading this article. I'm sure that they're working on it now, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it's definitely worth your time to read their stories.
Exactly. And with that, we can learn so much more. And as we see in the article, as Chen puts it, we can show people the importance of understanding and accepting those who are different from us.
Mm-hmm.
A very good quote.
Yeah.
So in that quote, we have the noun importance. Importance is the idea that shows something is special and has value and needs to be paid attention to. Or just as the word looks like, that something is important.
Mm-hmm.
So, an example sentence. The charity is raising money to focus on the importance of getting rid of homelessness.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is definitely an important cause. And mm-hmm. they're among many important causes
right.
out there. Yeah. So, yeah, that takes us to the end of our article today. But that means it's time for us to go to our For You chat, and we have a really interesting question today.
For You chat.
Okay, our For You chat question today is kind of a big one. It's one that could have a lot of thought.
Yes.
In what other ways could we improve the experience of Southeast Asian people living in Taiwan?
I think, to start simple but also big, it's uh-huh. about the way we think
mm-hmm.
and the way we see others. And maybe, as we've said, maybe if you have an idea about someone that maybe is not true, maybe you can just try to talk to people, read these stories that are provided with TLM, even
yeah.
see movies that depict different lifestyles.
Yeah.
Open up your mind to see different things. That way you can learn from the people who share that culture opposed to what you already think.
Right, exactly. And I've actually heard about some other programs that are kind of getting started around Taiwan, which are meant to be more inclusive of Southeast Asian immigrants. Like, there's a new lunch program in New Taipei City where they're serving Southeast Asian dishes that were brought to them by the parents of, like, second-generation immigrant mm-hmm. elementary school kids in mm-hmm. New Taipei City, because they have the most immigrants in New Taipei City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think, you know, Taiwan is getting more progressive. I think you're absolutely right. It's about changing people's way of thinking. It's about changing minds
right.
and changing hearts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing to do always, but it always just takes that first step. If you're willing to do it and willing to learn more about other people, then you could be more willing to accept who they are and mm-hmm. their different experiences.
Absolutely. So I think that just about sums it up. You guys might think of some other ideas, but we've all run out of time for talking about TLM and for You, English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Darius.
And we will see you next time.
See ya.
TLM, celebrating stories and teaching acceptance. Last year, Vietnamese writer Chen Shigui received first prize at TLM for her short story, That Year, The Plum Blossom Bloomed. It is about a foreign bride who is abused by her Taiwanese husband and later forced to return to Vietnam. The work is based on a number of true stories. Chen hoped that by writing it, she could prevent history from repeating. Chen has had a more positive experience in Taiwan. However, she faced her own problems when she arrived in 2015. She spoke little Chinese, and that made it hard for her to make friends. As she had loved to write in her homeland, TLM encouraged her to pursue her hobby here in Taiwan. TLM continues to grow and began accepting Burmese works this year as well. Both Zhang and Chen hope this progress continues so that the award can represent all Southeast Asians in Taiwan. As Chen puts it, we can show people the importance of understanding and accepting those who are different from us.
Vocabulary Review.
Bloom. One of the first signs of spring
Is the flowers and plants blooming outside? Bride. Brides often have a fun party with their female friends not long before they get married. Positive. I only have positive things to say about this restaurant. The food and service here are excellent. Pursue. Madonna moved to New York City to pursue her dream of becoming a singer. Progress. Lewis made progress on his homework this weekend, but he hasn't finished it all yet. Importance. The nurse explained the importance of getting enough rest to the sick boy.
智慧小补帖.
Plum blossom. Abuse.